Thank you for calling Linda's House. This is Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Rachel. This is Debbie Lewis. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Debbie?
Good. I don't mean to bother you, but I was just calling to see, because I don't know how long Miss Cindy's going to be in the hospital or what's going on with her. But I was trying to see, did you still have that case open in Youngstown? I noticed it was on the calendar or on the app.
We did, but someone started picking it up. So the only thing that I have available, give me one second. I don't even think anything available.
It's okay.
I don't have anything available in the Youngstown area for the remainder of this week. I will keep you updated. You only want to be in Youngstown, correct?
Prefer, but I noticed it was some. If I need to get the hours, I guess I have to come to more. Because I know there was one on there, Cedric.
Yes.
But I was trying to see how far away was he.
So he is about 5 minutes away from where you came to for the office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can
put
you on
hours and days.
Right now he has mornings available, and it's 3 hours a day. Today, he hasn't had any care this morning, but it's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So, I mean, I can put you on if you want the rest of this week, but it's up to you, though.
Is he, like, every day during the week?
Pretty much,
in the
yeah.
morning?
He just, some people just, like, he has people that has already picked up his schedule. So what he has is the rest of this week, which is today, tomorrow, and Sunday morning. And then he also has Monday morning open and Wednesday morning open. So he has 5 days open between this week and next week.
Okay. I want to commit to it, but at the same time, what if she get out? But I don't know because I don't know what's going on with her. But
do you want to just try day by day?
I was worried about that because I was like, what if somebody pick up the hours?
I mean,
okay, well.
It's completely up to you because I know, like, Deborah's hours may be changeable. So I'm not sure if you'd be interested, but you could work 2 clients in 1 day if that would be something you were interested in. So say if you did him from, like, 10 to 1 and then she was released from the hospital, you could probably do her from, like, 4 to whatever, if that was something you were interested in.
Oh, you talking about Miss Cindy when she get, if she gets out?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it's going to be funny with her because they're going to probably want, I don't know if they call, talking about split shifts. They may want 3 hours during the day and 2 in the evening. But, yeah, we could see. Okay, so I would do him, what, tomorrow? And what days you said?
He's open. Just a question. Do you think you would be able to get here today within, like, 30 minutes?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
You can do him for the rest of the week, weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's all the same shift, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, I got you. And then just check
just
in for next week.
Yes, and then just keep me updated for Lucinda because, honestly, I can move you off of him if she comes home.
Okay.
Okay. And then
I tried to call her, but she didn't answer. But her friend or neighbor, she's the one been, like, trying to do everything. And Miss Cindy wasn't sounding good, looking good when she called me. And I told her it don't sound like she need to be at home. So they taken her up there yesterday. So her legs are real swollen. And the last time I talked to her, she didn't know if she taking 2 pain pills or not, but she couldn't hardly talk. She was talking with a slur. So they don't know what's going on with her. They're going to check her. So I said if I would have went today, I would have called to get her sent out because she didn't sound right on the phone.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad they acted right on.
Yeah, right. So that's what I'll do, and I'll just keep watching and see if there's some more hours.
Okay.
But I'll be there tomorrow. Oh, okay. What, is there anything, like, I have to do for him? Like, is he a Hoyer? Can he
no.
assist on
the... No, he's pretty much on his own, but he is a fall risk. because
okay.
he had, I believe, his toes removed, almost because he is diabetic. So, I mean, you just basically fix him something for breakfast, maybe make his bed. It's, like, very light over there. He stays in, like, an apartment, like a community. It's called Todd's Crossing. It's off of Todd Avenue. And then that's really it.
Okay. All right, then. I'll be there. Thank you so much.
And remember, in orientation, they should have told you this, but you also can look at the past notes to see everything that the other aides have been doing over there. So,
okay, so that'll be in the app, right?
Yeah, so you can go in the app, click on his shift. Like, you'll see tomorrow's shift in there, and you just click on it, and go scroll down a little bit to where it says past notes. Once you click on that, you'll be able to see what the last caregivers did over there.
Okay. I got one question, though. If you have a chance, could you help me with the chat?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
If you want to come tomorrow before you come, I'll be here at 9:30.
Okay.
I'll be here at 9:30. So if you want to come tomorrow before you go to his house, I can help you.
Okay, so get there around 9:30?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll see you then. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.